This is a tale of two sisters, whose lives turned out very differently from what they, or anyone else, expected. They were called Constance and Sophia, and they were born in Bursley, the oldest of the five towns, which together made all the nation's everyday crockery. Their tale starts in the 1860s, when the girls were in their teens, long before the motor car and the telephone had been thought of, but when the crinoline still had not quite reached its full circumference. It was a strange way to launch a national rebellion. On April the 6th, a small and frail old man, wearing only a peasant's homespun loincloth, walked to the Indian coast, stooped down, and picked up a few grains of sea salt. He was not the leader of a political party, nor did he hold any position of power. He wore little round glasses, carried a staff and a pocket watch on a chain. These were almost all of his worldly possessions. Yet during the 24 days that he and his band of followers spent marching to the coast, thousands of fellow Indians came to swell their ranks. And when the old man picked up the salt between his fingers, word travelled like lightning through India and echoed around the world.